It is the second day of the teacher walkout, and we'll have comprehensive coverage for you. We'll hear from Republicans and Democrats in the state legislature to find out if they're any closer to reaching a deal with teachers. And one of the Red for Ed leaders will tell us how long this walkout may last.
But we start at the state capitol. The statewide walkout over teacher pay and cuts to education funding led to an unprecedented march yesterday from downtown Phoenix to the Capitol building, where police estimated more than 50,000 people converged in a sea of red shirts. There's no march today, but there is a rally, and KJZZ's Christina Estes joins us from the Capitol, where things sound like they are getting underway. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Lauren. For anyone who's familiar with the 80s music, it's Quiet Riots. We're not going to take it anymore, playing behind me. Just
So, Christina, tell us, what can we expect today? What's going on right now?
Well, we're going to hear from a variety of supporters, from the leaders of Arizona Educators United, the grassroots group behind this walkout. We'll hear from a PTA representative who will express support from a parent's perspective, and we expect to hear from at least one student. The mall here at the Capitol is, again, it's covered in red, people wearing those Red for Ed shirts. A lot of people brought umbrellas and chairs along with their signs. Yesterday's temperature and the crowd side really made it hot, and they called things off early because of the heat. So they expect today's rally to last until about 11 or maybe a little bit later.
All right. You've described the Red for Ed crowd there at the state capitol for us. So what about lawmakers? Any signs of the lawmakers milling about?
Well, I have not seen any. Both the Senate and House adjourned yesterday. So unless the governor calls a special session, we don't expect to see any legislative action on the floor before Monday. Of course, there will likely be a lot of behind-the-scenes work going on as Governor Ducey continues to push for his 20% pay raise plan by 2020.
We'll hear more about that from some lawmakers in a minute as well. Do you know, at this point, what are the sticking points between the governor and the legislators? Do you know maybe who some of the holdouts are?
I don't have specific names, but Republicans in the Senate appear to be united, and that's where they have a 17-13 majority. But things are less clear in the House. Most lawmakers say they want to give teachers raises, but there's concern about how it gets done. You may recall earlier this year, Governor Ducey said a 1% raise was really the best that could be done this year. But then just a couple of weeks ago, he shared some rosy economic forecasts as a way to raise salaries without raising taxes. And those forecasts are a little too rosy for some people to buy into right now.
Right, right. So back to the rally. Have Red for Ed organizers there said how long this might last if those sticking points are not fixed, if they do not come to a compromise?
That is the big question, isn't it? And one I pose to Marisol Garcia. She is a teacher, a parent, and vice president of the Arizona Education Association. Here she is.
This movement has been dictated by its members, by its the way people are feeling every day and what responses we get. It's never plotted out, planned. It's a response to how the energy is on that day. So we're gonna see. It's very, very disappointing that we weren't the only ones who walked out yesterday, that the Senate walked out. And so I think people are very upset by that.
Garcia tells me each school district has a site representative, and after today's rally, that representative is going to sort of take the temperature of its members, see how they're feeling, what they think next steps should be, and then those representatives are going to meet over the weekend to make a decision about whether to keep striking or return to schools on Monday.
All right. That's KJZZ's Christina Estes reporting live from the state capitol, where teachers are starting to gather on this second day of the walkout. Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome.
We've been covering the teacher strike slash walkout throughout the show. Earlier in the program, we heard from KJZZ's Christina Estes as the Red for Ed rally at the state capitol was getting underway. And she's back with us now for another update. Christina, we understand the Arizona Education Association just made a statement.
Yeah, we just heard from the president of that group, Joe Thomas, and he laid out what he thinks should happen next. He told the crowd they should give lawmakers one more chance this weekend to meet their demands. If it doesn't work, he says, Red for Ed supporters should return to the Capitol on Monday. And he says if nothing happens after Monday, he says then they may need to be prepared to go start knocking on doors, gathering signatures to take their issues to the voters.
To the voters. So, Christina, tell us, what's the momentum like? This is the second day we saw so many people come out yesterday. Does it still feel like people are fired up, or is it feeling like they want to wrap it up?
Well, I got to tell you, it's hot. And everybody who was here yesterday remembers how horribly hot it was. And everybody was okay. I mean, the mood was like kind of average to slightly upbeat. But once Joe Thomas with the Arizona Education Association basically said, hey, we can't stop. We've been waiting 10 years for this moment. Don't give up now. And then they started playing their songs, and people really, really rallied here at the end. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because basically from this point on, these sort of representatives from different schools and different districts are going to meet with their members from the Arizona Education Association, as well as the grassroots group that's behind this walkout, talk to people to figure out how they're feeling and what they want to do. And they've got to come up with a game plan over the weekend to see if people really will walk out again on Monday and really give lawmakers sort of an ultimatum.
Are they going to give any sort of direction to parents before that? I wonder if there's any worry about the planning for all of the families who will be affected by this.
That's what we've been talking about for the last week, right? Every day it's like, what's tomorrow going to bring? And they're very cognizant of that. I mean, a lot of these teachers have children of their own, and they certainly care about kids, or they wouldn't go into the profession, right? So they're very, very aware of that. They actually made a point of saying, you know, before we did this walkout, we reached out to nonprofit groups to make sure that every child that needed a breakfast and lunch who normally gets it at school is going to get it during this walkout, no matter how long it lasts.
Christina, any other speakers briefly that you heard other than Joe Thomas to really make a statement to get the crowd revved up?
You know, there were teachers repeating some of the things that we've heard in the past, but there was actually a high school senior from Tucson who really stood out because she talked about she went to five different public schools, and she talked about roaches and crumbling ceilings, and then went to a nicer school and really could see the difference in what she thinks when it comes to funding certain schools and how certain neighborhoods have better facilities and things like that. And she wasn't a oh poor me thing. She was so grateful for her teachers, and she's got apparently a full ride scholarship to Hawaii.
Wow. Okay. That's KJZZ's Christina Estes from the latest, having the latest from the state capitol. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome.